Herman is the same person as Sammy. Sammy is the same person as Herman.
Herman's a pervert watching all the high school girls. Don't let Herman manipulate you because he isn't sweet. He thinks he's a pimp, but he's a sick man with a walking stick. He used to tell me to act sweet if you want to control a girl. He used to say just say nice things and act like you care. He never once mentioned being genuine to a girl. He never once spoke about treating women properly, only how to pattern them so they do anything. A man like him should go out and buy his wife flowers every week, because it's not like he provides anything. So go out every week and buy flowers and cook her something to eat. Give her a shoulder rub, get a gift for her with your benefits. Ask her about her day. I've never heard you ask that question once, and I've asked, and Ross was asked, and so was Ashley. But her husband, not a single time ever. We had to make sure he was prepped for Valentine's Day and her birthday. Remind him, and maybe twice he did okay. But he doesn't buy her gifts and has to be told to buy her flowers. And I don't know how love gets given to this coward. And he never encourages her to do something fun or clever. He never holds her hand, she asks for kisses, but he never gives them. And would say, Jamel, you need to know how to get a girl under your command. He does barely enough so she doesn't walk out, and that barely is making sure I don't shine too bright. So he feeds her jealousy, her likes and her spite, because she didn't have children, she couldn't see he wasn't right. And that's how he got her in under a night. He doesn't flush for a toilet and doesn't wash his hands in the sink. He could have left the kids with his wife's sister and gone to work. He only walks out sauntering, comes back to sit at a screen, and then goes for drive outs, running errands. I don't have any worth. Most days he works all day and does 2 hours of ironing. He cooks home meals on Tuesdays, Thursdays and Sundays. Makes weird noses around the house. He's too used to using me and my brother for pity. He sets you up in a life and uses it as his truth. So on the surface level he looks like he's telling the truth. A sick weight on a week and he's a sick man doing his thing. Groomed a woman to groom me, then sent some mischief men for me. He's gonna stay on benefits and be jealous of his bros, because they went back to Jamaica and built their own home. Went out to work and made their own dough. He made sure to cut my brother out of his bowl. Then talks bad about everybody when he doesn't do a thing. He can appreciate his wife more, see her. She goes out to work and does all the things he likes, like he's a child. After school, the real child of my house was always her. Not me, not Russell, not Ashley, not everyone. Most of his DIY projects failures. That's why everyone pays someone to do it if she wants it done well. He built a garden cupboard once, goes on about it. I put the entire lawn down and I don't want to talk about it. He got fired from his job for eating food while cooking it, because he always gets in trouble working his job. I've been fired a few times, but never for it, intentionally breaking any rules. Sammy intentionally breaks any rule he thinks is cool. Sammy has lived his life of pity, so don't pity no more fools. Everyone gives him a chance and does more harm than good. When I was growing up, he didn't even go to church. He laid in all Sunday like he spent all week at work. Herman is the same person as Sammy. Sammy is the same person as Herman.
And whatever he wants to call himself, he's the same person. The exact same thing.